the resolution was adopted by the council 4-0, with Council Member Chris Robinson absent on Wednesday. The document said that the administration's prosecution-first policy against migrants entering outside ports of entry is costly and unnecessary. The separations are intentionally inflicting injury to children, and it is, quote, threatening the moral code of our nation. It said the Trump administration admitted that 2,342 children have been separated between early May and early June, and although President Trump stopped these separations in an order on June 20th, that order does not reunite families and allows the indefinite detention of family units. Council Chairwoman Kim Carson said the statement was suggested by a constituent, and she shared other comments in support. At the same time, Roger Armstrong noted they have heard a couple of comments criticizing the county.
I've had one email objecting to it, asking us to refrain from commenting on issues outside of our borders, to focus on local issues. And I had a phone call from a constituent who claimed that he's lost jobs recently to workers that are undocumented and expressing frustration about impacts on schools and other places.
Armstrong said all or many of the detained immigrants are fleeing deadly conditions in Central America. He said when he traveled to Guatemala last fall, he consulted the State Department's website.
And it's essentially a lawless country. It's a place where the police are unable to control guns. They're unable to control gangs. In some of the instructions, they talk about whether or not it's safe to ride buses. There are bus drivers that are routinely shot and killed just for driving buses. It's some of these places, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, are having serious law enforcement issues, and they're having very significant human rights issues just in terms of people being able to survive. And in many of these cases, these are parents, not all these cases, some cases, parents are bringing kids here to reunite with somebody else who's come here before.
He said he's not sure how this country got to the current situation.
And to go from a country that, where you feel that your life is in peril, to arrive in this country, have your child taken from you, to be immediately deported back to the country that you fled, where your life is once again imperiled. And for some of these people, it may mean certain death to arrive there without their children. It's wrong-headed, it's ill-conceived, and it's, in my opinion, using children and families as leverage to try to push through immigration controls that would not otherwise be seriously considered by Congress.
Council Member Glenn Wright said the zero-tolerance policy is a disgrace and a political act. He added the U.S. has a responsibility for the situation in the countries south of the border.
I traveled to Latin America for about a dozen years every other week. I've heard people say, well, why don't they just fix up, you know, fix their law enforcement system? The major cause for most of the lawlessness throughout Latin America is the U.S. drug appetite. I remember the first a meeting I had with the board of directors in our local company that I visited in Colombia over 20 years ago now. Their first statement to me, yeah, we've already had 30 years of revolution here, and it's all based upon your drug appetite. We have a responsibility.
Wright said they should not turn away refugees at the border.
And if you look at the actual numbers, the numbers of refugees that we accept every year that we're projected to accept this year is less than 0.01% of the U.S. population. If we can't accept people in distress at that small a percentage of our population, we should be ashamed of ourselves.
County Council Member Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.